Thank you, Tony. And here's our last selection of news stories. He is one of the team behind the stunning BBC series Planet Earth 2. And now Rob Whitworth has trained his lens on Norwich to amazing effect. The BAFTA-winning filmmaker has shot a short film that sees the audience flying in and around Norwich Cathedral and soaring above the cityscape. Norwich, a story, has been revealed by the cathedral and will be used by Visit Norwich for a digital marketing campaign funded by Norwich BID that aims to increase the number of visitors to the city, especially from London. Mr. Whitworth, who won a BAFTA for his Planet Earth 2 work, has given the video to the cathedral. He has shot similar films all over the world. The partnership with Norwich Cathedral began in 2014 after James Shelton, the historic venue's marketing manager, spotted a story in the sister paper, the EDP, about his film about Barcelona. Mr. Whitworth, who is a Norwich School of Art and Design graduate and who lives in Norwich with his wife Sue and their two children, said, "Norwich is a beautiful city with so much history. I've had a great time exploring and filming some of the sites during this project, experiencing some of the best views in Norwich with the aim of capturing them in the best light." The cathedral has about 100,000 visitors a year, and Mr. Shelton said he hoped that the video would broaden its base. "The video is spectacular, and it shows vantage points that people don't normally get to see," he said.
With this year's Run Norwich 10K just weeks away, 2017's 6,000 runners are training and fundraising hard. One runner, Laura Reeve, is taking on the challenge in memory of her mum and dad and to raise vital funds for charity The Big C. The charity helped support Laura when her parents were unwell. She lost her father, Peter, in 2014 after his fight with asbestos-related cancer, and her mum, Shirley, survived uterine cancer in 2006 before passing away due to a heart attack. Laura said, "I always knew that there was someone there if I needed them, so I really appreciate the work that the Big C does. I know firsthand how essential that can be to people. I always had a positive experience of the Big C Centre. It's such an excellent resource to help you when you need it the most, not just for cancer patients, but for their family too." Laura has since trained as a counsellor and now also volunteers for the charity.
A Norwich dentist swapped tooth work for leg work as he donned his walking boots to raise money for charity. Dr. Gautam Sharma pushed his body to the limit as he walked 17 miles through the Welsh mountains in less than 15 hours to raise money for Nelson's Journey. The walk had the doctor completing more than 55,000 steps to beat the target time across 10,000 feet of mountain range. Dr. Sharma was supported by the team and his patients at West Earlham Dental throughout the challenge. He said, "I put my mind and body on the line to do something positive that I haven't done before. And I'd like to thank all the patients and friends of the practice who donated for the cause, which has fantastically raised over £500. The Norwich charity Nelson's Journey supports children who have lost their parents, providing guidance and the help needed to help children come to terms with their loss.
The families of two factory workers killed in an explosion said they were robbed of their lives and hope justice can be done following the inquest into their deaths. A jury recorded a narrative conclusion in the deaths of Daniel Timbers and Barry Joy after being told the law and the evidence does not allow them to find that they were killed unlawfully. Mr. Timbers, 28, was working alongside Mr. Joy, 56, in the paint spray booth of the Harford Attachments factory on Spa Road when there was an explosion, Norfolk Coroner's Court heard. Ash Timbers, Daniel's brother, said, "This was no accident. This was due to poor management in health and safety. A spokesman for Harford Attachments Limited said the deaths of Mr. Joy and Mr. Timbers are a matter of the most profound regret to all those associated with the company.
Art created by a Norfolk teacher is being used to raise money to save the lives of mothers and babies in one of the world's poorest countries. Illustrator Julie Bolas, 46, from Russell Terrace in Trouse, who teaches graphic illustration at Galston's East Norfolk Sixth Form College, has provided a drawing for the new campaign #DrawingBreath, led by Voluntary Service Overseas, to help poor communities in Sierra Leone. Money raised this spring will go towards new equipment and the training of community health officers within the West African country to help reduce maternal mortality during childbirth and save more babies.
17th century pub, the Lakenham Cock, could be turned into housing despite being listed as an asset of community value 2 months ago. An application has been lodged with Norwich City Council to demolish part of the old building on Long John Hill, convert it into a home, and build over the pub garden with 8 further 3-bedroom homes. The developers behind the scheme argue the site is no longer viable as a pub. But the Norwich and Norfolk branch of CAMRA has strongly objected to the plans, as their request to list the pub as an asset of community value, ACV, was accepted by the City Council in May. In their application, Building Plans Limited, acting for an undisclosed client, are under the impression no decision has been made over the ACV request.
Well, that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from Alison Applin
and Don Cleaver.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, a feature about the River Wensum, and the latest What's On from Margaret Thompson.